I'm excited to be speaking you. You're the first to hear the word, but we're going to hear it all day today. It is also Super Bowl Sunday. I'm wearing my Jets jersey, and I know that there's a lot of people wanting the Eagles to win, and I'm just going to tell you now, it is a great day to be in church, Vision Sunday. I got a whole lot more vision for God than I do anything that's going on in a sport, even though I love sport. Well, for 24 years, I have been sharing out and laying out a vision that I believe God gives us as a church for the next 12 months. And I want to start again with my favorite scriptures, Proverbs 29, 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. I love it says here in the NIV, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. In other words, where there's vision, you wear restraint. Where there's vision, people flourish. They don't perish. And I think vision is so important for each and every one of us, individually and yet also as a body of believers, that we know the vision that God has for our house and what he's called us to do. And I love that. And Habakkuk chapter 2, then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision, make it plain on tablets so that he who runs may read it. For the vision is for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, it will not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it surely will come, it will not tarry. I love that scripture. I love it says, I just love it. It says, though it tarries, wait for it. And then it says, it speaks to the end. And then it says, it won't tarry. Though it tarry, it won't tarry, it will tarry. And I also think about what the Bible talks about, that every time in the Old Testament, when God wanted to remind people of a principle in the past, he said, you got to redig the wells that have gotten dried up that were a source of life. But over time, they got filled with dirt and just the crud of the world, and you lost that life source. And the Bible says, go back and redig the wells. So today, I want to just lay out for you a little bit of a redigging of the well of the vision. You see, the truth is, when you have a God vision, it's not something you can achieve in your lifetime without God. Maybe not even in your lifetime, because God can do things even after your lifetime. But it's so important we live with vision. We live with hope for tomorrow. We live with a sense of optimism, anticipation, expectation, that we are believing God for bigger and better things in Jesus' name. And so I think about these memorial stones that God said in Israel to go back to. Can I just say this? Vision is the only thing Jesus ever had to pray for someone twice to be healed. Listen to Mark chapter 8, verse 22. They came to Bethsaida, and some of the people brought a blind man and begged for Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. And when he'd spat in the man's eyes, he put his hands on him. And Jesus asked, only time Jesus ever prayed for anyone and asked, how's that working? He says, do you see anything? He looked up and he said, I see people. They look like trees walking around. And once more, Jesus put his hand on the man's eyes, and then his eyes were open. His sight was restored. He saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, don't even go into the village. I want to encourage you to understand that vision is just so important. Without it, people perish. Not only that, without it, you cast off restraint. But with it, you can wear that restraint of that vision. And even Jesus himself had to pray for a blind man twice to have his vision restored. And I want to tell you, I want to pray for us today as we just now consider our future, that actually God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And the vision that God has for us is an individual specific vision. And yet also, I believe it's tied up to a corporate and a kingdom vision. And so have a look at here. I want to look at a few things in the Bible that just talk about vision. I love Abraham. God said to Abraham when he was going to give him the promise to be the father of many nations. At this point, Abraham had no children. In Genesis 15, verse 5, he took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. And then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. You see, God was trying to help Abraham to lock on to faith that what God promised will happen. And God said, I'm going to use your eyesight, Abraham. Every time you go out of a night, you look up in the stars and you see them. And if you were to try to count them, so shall your offspring be. It is so important that we understand the power of vision. I love this scripture in Joshua chapter 6. It says in verse 1, now Jericho was straitly shut up. Nobody went in and nobody went out. Why? Because of the children of Israel. Jericho knew they were going to be taken by the people of God. And so they fortified and locked up what was already a fortified and locked up city. The walls were massive and wide and thick and impenetrable. And they locked up the whole city because they knew God's people were on their way. And look what the Lord says now in verse 2. I love this. It says, verse 1, Jericho straitly shut up. No one's in, no one's out. And look what God says to Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, see, I've given you Jericho into your hands and the king and all the men of valor. Well, the verse right before just said the opposite. No one's getting in, no one's getting out. But God is again using the power of vision. Hey, Joshua, can you see what I see? Abraham, look up to the stars. Church, I want to tell you, God will give each and every one of us a clear vision. I love the stories in the Bible. Jacob peeled back the bark of the trees, and when the animals came down to water, when they came down the mate, they reproduced after what he was visualizing, after what he was believing God, that be spotted animals and livestock. And that's exactly what happened. And they were speckled and spotted. None of them were speckled and spotted. He'd been ripped off by Laban. But Jacob learned something of the power of vision. I think about Paul when he gives an account to King Agrippa and he talks about that encounter with Jesus on the Damascus Road. And he says to the king, I therefore was not disobedient to this heavenly vision. In other words, vision is obtainable. Vision is clear. Vision is something you can run with. Vision is written down. And as we go into 2023, I want to lay out the vision of Wave Church, not just for the next 12 months, but our ongoing mission and vision in Jesus' name. The truth is, when it's a God vision, it's gonna take a long time to get there. So for 24 years, I've been saying the same thing, only differently every year, to try to help articulate, to try to help you and I, to encourage us to live with a sense of mission, to live with a vision for our family, for our finances, for our church, for our health, for our job, just every part of our life, to live a blessed life in Jesus' name. Revelation 3, my last scripture here, and I'm going to get into a few thoughts. Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. It says, I counsel you, I put this in the King James. I counsel thee, buy for me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that thy shame of your nakedness does not appear. Now look what it says. And anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. In other words, we can have anointed eyesight. We can have anointed vision. That actually we would pray that God would anoint our eyes to see. I love in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about the hall of fame. And then in Hebrews chapter 12, it goes, now, since we are surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses. And whoever wrote Hebrews is trying to get us to see that in the grandstands of heaven, there are people cheering us on. Come on, run with that call of God. Run with the vision God has for you. You can do everything God's called you to do. And so I've just wrote down a couple of things that I believe we as Wave Church, what our vision is and what our values are wrapped up in those visions. Of course, in that vision. Of course, you've always known since the very first day I've got here, I've said, let's love God, let's love life, and let's love people. And I don't believe that's changed. I believe that mission is still very much the central focus of who we are as a people, that we're to love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. Amen? That we're to love life. Let's not be people who are just cursing the world and cursing the darkness. Love life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. And then finally, we love people. And I think in today's world, it's actually, that's perhaps one of the more challenging thoughts. Just loving God, yeah, loving life, yeah, I'll love life. But loving people, learning how to love people in Jesus' name. So here's a couple of things I want to lay out for us. Number one, I believe Wave Church, we are called to have a healthy and a growing church. And I put in brackets, not perfect. A healthy and not perfect growing church. In other words, there is no such thing as a perfect church. The moment you find it, if you join it, if I join it, we just wrecked it. And so there are no perfect people welcome. No perfect people allowed. We're all fallen. We're all broken. We all need God. We all need each other. But I want to be a healthy church, committed to healthy growth in Jesus' name. I believe, number two, God's called us to be a leader church. I think leadership is something that's the earmark of Wave Church, leading by example, not in perfection, but in authenticity, in genuineness, and to be the kind of church where, you know, one of the things we love to do is actually host two conferences. One is coming up in just a few short weeks. Ladies, I want to make sure you've registered for Devoted. And again, I think that's part of the healthy church, that we are committed to growing people's lives, to create God environments where people can gather and God can speak to us beyond the Sundays that we do every weekend. And so that's Devoted Conference, but also we've hosted for 24 years a Wave Conference for all church pastors and leaders, and people from around the United States and other parts of the world will come just to be a part of that God environment. Well, this year, I'm announcing that actually we normally have, for the last several years, have had that conference in August, but this year, we thought it would be a better shift to move it back to October the 4th and the 5th in 2023. It's going to be a little shorter. It's going to be two nights. It's going to be absolutely powerful, and we've got great speakers. Matter of fact, I'm announcing it today that our conference normally in August is now moving to October, and I think we've even got a quick promotional video for you to look at. Watching the promo. I want to encourage you. Listen, part of Vision Sunday is you got to write down the vision. I want to make sure that everybody in Wave Church puts those dates, October 4th and 5th, in your calendar now so that you are making sure that you're making room for that God environment. And so August is no longer Wave Conference. It's now October 4th and 5th. It's going to be amazing. That's for Wave Church. Before anyone comes from anywhere else, it's first and foremost for you. And so this week, matter of fact, I was just in Hillsong Church in Sydney, Australia. I had the privilege of praying over Phil and Lucinda Dooley as the new lead pastors of Hillsong Global. And what an honor and what a privilege to have come from that house to be here for 24 years. And then at the time of appointing a future leader, they asked, would I go and lay hands on them and install them and commission them? This week, Sharon and I and Josh, our son, and Sam, our other son, are going to be speaking at a conference, one of the best conferences in America, in Dallas, Texas, with Ed Young, C3. See, I believe that's what God's called us to be a leader church. And everybody who's in the environment of Wave Church is called to lead. First, lead yourself. Lead by example. Lead your family. Lead your health. Lead your finances. Whatever job you have, you're a leader in that job environment. Number three, part of the vision I believe God has for us as Wave Church is to be a multi-ethnic and multi-generational church. I just want to lay it out. There's nothing new, but I want to make sure we're re-digging the wells. I want to make sure that we're reaching everybody. I want to make sure whatever the demographics are and wherever we have a campus, that we are making sure that we are reaching the population, the demographics of that particular area. And I believe we're called to be multi-ethnic ethnical, in other words, many ethnicities, as there are people in our community, and also multi-generational. We're not just a youth church. We're not just like an old person's church. We're not just a worshiping church or just a word church. I believe we're called to reach all generations. Everybody, from the youngest age to the oldest, everybody is being ministered to, empowered, and led in the name of Jesus. Number four, I believe we're called to be a church that engages community, and I mean locally, nationally, and even globally. And I believe part of the mission, the vision of Wave Church is to make sure that we're always being a blessing to our community. That we don't just have events that are all about come to church, but we, the church, go into our communities. Right now, what's happening in Turkey and Syria, I'm so glad to know, because of our relationship with Convoy of Hope, that we're there. Church, Wave Legacy is making a difference right now in that earthquake and that disaster. And it is an international disaster, what has taken place there. I'm so glad to be a part of a church that we're already there doing something and making a difference. We're involved with so many different aspects of community through Wave City Care. I've been asked this year, would I go out to El Salvador and look at some things that maybe we can consider into our future? I'm so excited. We're going to Puerto Rico. Josh Coxwell is taking a team there. And right in our own areas, when it comes to Serve Day, when it comes to helping transform schools and partnering with local communities to make life better. I just love the fact that we're called to be a church that absolutely is engaged in community locally, nationally, and even globally. Number four, I believe God's called us to be a church that rescues lost people. And if you would ask me which one of these would be number one priority, I would put this one at the top. But the truth is they're all inclusive. And I believe that's who God's called us to be. Wave Church was born to get heaven to party. Number five, I believe that God's called us, number six, I believe God's called us to be a generous and a generational legacy-minded church. That's the whole idea, that we're living for something bigger than ourselves. That I love the Jesus. He says, it's better to give than it is to receive. And not just giving, but we're generationally minded. We don't just think about me and my age and my generation, but we think about the generations to come. He's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac. He's the God of Jacob. God looks at least three generations beyond you. The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And I believe that's who God's called us to be as believers in Wave Church, that we are generous and we are generationally minded and we are legacy people. We are, praise God for our giving of our tithes and our offerings, but I believe giving starts after the tithe. That's what legacy is about. We have a vision in Wave Church to make the world better, to engage in community, to build the church, to continue to do whatever campus enhancements, whatever we want to do. How do we do all that? How do we keep starting new campuses? How do we keep engaging in community? Because we're a generous and a generationally legacy-minded church. Number seven, I believe we're called to be a church that worships. We are to be a worshiping church. I love what's coming off our platform here at Wave Church and the worship we have. And I believe that that's one of the most important things that deals with the presence of God, is the power of worship and praise and worship always is first. Whenever there's a warfare, the singers, musicians went out the front because it brings the presence of God. It brings the power of God. And we are committed to be a worshiping church. Number eight, to be a church who helps the poor. Oh, I love what James says. He goes, let me tell you what true religion is. It's looking after the widow. It's taking care of the poor. This is an undefiled religion. And I want to encourage us. Well, I want to ask you and I, listen today, don't just think about Wave City Care and let Wave City Care be our social conscience. Don't just what we do with Wave Legacy around the world be our social conscience. I mean, it's good that we're involved there. It's good that we give there. But I want to challenge every one of us. What do you do to help the poor? What do you do to help the needy? I love the fact that we can say to the poor, we can help you. We can feed you. We can bless you. And I want to encourage you today to understand that's very much a part of the vision of Wave Church. Number nine, to be a church committed to the Word of God as the sole basis for our guidance. There's a lot of confusion out there now in culture, and a lot of people who are saying things about the Bible that God never said. And they're changing the Word of God from its, and they're trying to explain God. They're trying to dilute God. They're trying to dumb down God. But let me tell you, I believe the Bible is the infallible Word of God. And it is the sole basis for our guidance. God's promises are yes, and His answers are yes and amen. And I want to encourage us to be a church that refuse to deviate from the left or to the right from the Word of God. And we're not going to be a church that goes down the road of cultural holiness, but we're going to live in biblical alignment to the Word of God. But I don't want to be one of those Christians that, you know, love to speak the truth. Sometimes I see people calling each other out and arguing with people. I want to tell you something. The Bible says, speak the truth in love. We know the truth. It's the Word of God. But we do it in love. We don't love to speak the truth. We don't beat people. We just stay true to the Word of God. We stay gracious. We stay kind. We stay uncompromising. But also, we actually are a people who absolutely refuse to deviate. No matter how confused culture gets, no matter how jacked up the world gets, no matter how much pressure would even come on the church, I refuse. The Word of God is the Word of God, and we will live in it. And I know how some people try and make this about issues, about other things, but I just want to make sure that we are committed to the Word of God for the sole basis of our guidance, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, and I don't want to encourage you to think about this for a minute. I believe that when we preach the Word of God, signs and wonders follow the preaching of the Word of God. Maybe we would see more signs and wonders if we are more committed to staying true to the Word of God. And I want to make sure that Wave Church is there to make God known. And we want to make Him known for our social media. We want to make Him known for our online, for our podcast, our meeting content. But most importantly, we, the church, you and I, God's people, we are here to make God known, in Jesus' name. And number 10, these are my 10 things I wrote down. To be a church of devoted Christ followers. That's why it's so important we're involved in community group, that we're doing life with each other. We're not just coming to church and seeing church as a Sunday event. Sunday is God's people, God's family gathering together to be with the people of God, to be in the house of God, to hear the Word of God, to worship God, to live with a vision bigger than ourselves, to be caught up in a kingdom vision. But it's so important also, we're doing life with each other, that we are wholly, fully devoted Christ followers. We're committed to a pathway of discipleship. We're committed to serving. We're committed to learning from the Word of God. And that's why we have so many great departments in each of our campuses, whether it be youth and kids and men and women. That's why we have so many great things that we do when we engage in community, because we want to be wholly, wholly devoted Christ followers in the name of Jesus. Amen. So that's a little bit about who we are in the last 24 years, and it's going to be the next 25 years as well. A church that doesn't curse the darkness, but lights a candle. There's a lot of topics out there right now that are very hot potatoes, like abortion, homosexuality, injustice, you know, the whole woke movement, gender identity confusion. I want to say this, Wave Church is not here to curse the darkness. We're here to light a candle. A church that believes in the favor of God and the favor of man. A church that is committed to unity in diversity. We don't all have to look the same and be the same to be actually united. We can be different. There are different gifts, same spirit. So there's unity in diversity. We celebrate our diversity. I believe we're called to be a church that will continue to see new campuses started. I believe we're called to be the church, to be involved in community, to be involved in communication, to Wave Collective and helping our brothers and sisters that are part of our Bigger Way family to help be a blessing to them. I believe I'm announcing that this year we will be looking some way of starting some sort of internship training program for future pastors and leaders, as we want to continue on that pathway of creating a leadership pipeline. It'll be different than it was in the past. It'll be more of like an internship, maybe 9-month program. And I'm looking forward to train future ministry leaders. So let me talk to you about 2023, just in the last 5 minutes I got left. What does this 2023 for Wave Church look like for this next 12 months? Well, I love what it says. It says, write the vision. I believe all for the last couple of months of last year, as I was praying about 2023, that God spoke to me and said, 2023 will be a year of taking new ground. I've been speaking to that end right here at our main campus here at Great Neck Road in Virginia Beach. And I want to tell you, I believe that's the theme for 2023. It's going to be a year of taking new ground. How do we do that? We got to think big in the name of Jesus. So I'm believing God for all of our campuses to be growing in health. We're not an event center. And as we're getting bigger, we're also getting smaller. I want you to take a note of this. I want you to write this down. A church, this is what I believe, a church that is big enough to impact the world, yet small enough to impact your family. I love that thought. Isn't it great to be part of a church that's big enough that we're impacting the world and yet small enough to actually know your family and impact your family? I want to make sure we keep reaching the lost. I want to make sure we keep church alive and vibrant and relevant and fun and filled with faith. I want to make sure we keep teaching people that ministry is serving. It's not a title. It's not a position. It's not having a microphone. It's not being in front of a camera. It's not a pose. It's not a platform. Ministry is serving. Jesus said, Matthew 20, verse 26, not so with you as the Gentiles lorded over people. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you, let him be your servant. I want to believe God. This year, we're going to teach people how to raise a godly family according to God's design. Amen? And according to God's best plan. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. It says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. God puts an if in that scripture. If you are willing and obedient. I believe we got to be willing to live our lives in alignment to the Word of God. And we've got to be not just willing, but we got to be obedient. I want to tell you, when we do that, the Bible promises you and He promises me that we will eat the best of the land. There's a lot of average out there in the world right now. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of brokenness. There's a lot of nothing less, far less than the best. But God promises you and I, in Jesus' name. I want to keep engaging in community partnerships. I want to stay involved with Wave City Care, with Serve Day, with Thanksgiving, with Christmas gifts, with Shine, with Manpower. This year, we're looking at some partnerships with CHKD Kids Hospitals. And we're also always looking for future support of church plants. And matter of fact, met with a young guy, not too young, actually. Everyone's younger to me nowadays. But I met with a guy who's looking to come to the States. And great, great pastor, great leader. But at least God's called him. And I want to do everything I can as Wave Church to make it a way for him to come, because he's going to be a great leader in our nation. I love what we do with Convoy Hope. I love what we do with Puerto Rico. I love what we do with Israel. I love what we do in Russia. I love what we do even just in hotels around the United States with Gideon's Bibles. Church, we're on mission. This is Vision Sunday. We're going to take new ground this year, and I want to encourage you. And the last thing I want to do is welcome some people to our staff. And so since last Vision Sunday, we've actually had a number of people on a number of different campuses come and be a part of our team. Right here at Great Neck, we actually had Michaela Mostella, who's our Community Outreach Director of Wave City Care. We've had Caitlin Conradson, who's now our Digital Communications Director, and Leah Sherrod, who actually is from our Wilson campus that has moved up here. Her mum and her dad is on our staff down there, and she's our events assistant. And so I'm so excited to announce them at Great Neck. And at Seaboard, we've had Katie or Allie, who's our Wave Kids director part-time. At Norfolk, we've had Kelsey Swenson, who is our Wave Kids director part-time. And at Richmond, we've had Richard Green, our Wave City Care Community Outreach Director, Montre Ingram, who is our worship leader, and we've had Steph Litton, and now full-time administrative assistant. And we want to pray for you. And each of the campuses where I mentioned that, I want to make sure we take the time to lay hands on those people and pray for them, and to welcome them to being part of our Wave family and Wave team. At Wilson, we have Joey Rivera, who's our pastoral care and communication director. Bobby, I want to make sure you take the time to pray over Joey. I know Richmond, I think Mark Hopkins, you're up there this morning. I want to make sure we take the time to pray over Richard and Montre and Steph, and also in Norfolk, Kelsey. We're going to believe God for you in Jesus' name. Well, let me wrap it up by saying this. That I just shared 10 things, I believe, what is the vision and the ongoing vision of Wave Church. We're going to keep redigging those wells, reminding of ourselves, because where there is no vision, people perish. We must have it written down. It must be clear. It's something you've got to run with. But in our campuses this year, we're going to be putting in a whole new sound system in this campus right here at Great Neck Road. We're going to finish the play zone. At Seaboard Road, we're going to be putting in some LED screens. In Richmond, we're also going to be putting in some LED screens. In Norfolk, you guys are getting some more camera upgrades to help an online deliverable, because that's part of our mission, is reaching and through the communication world. And the same thing in Wilson. We need to get some better lighting in there so we can actually capture what's happening, what God is doing, and be part of our communication vision of reaching people beyond ourselves. People can go online and watch those services. And you need, of course, to have lights to do that. So that's a little bit of what we're going to be looking forward to in 2023. Church, let's take new ground. This is a year for you taking new ground. New ground in your health. New ground in your business. New ground in your marriage. New ground in your family. In Jesus' name. How do we do it? We got to make sure we keep thinking big. I love you, church. God bless you.